The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Hello, hello, and welcome into Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty, and there's no game tomorrow, but gosh, we got a lot to talk about because there is a new quarterback for the Houston Texans. Joining me today, none other than John Harris of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV, the sideline reporter on the radio at Sports Radio 610, and Mike Meltzer, first time on the show. Good to have you here. You're on in the middle of the day with Seth Payne. You do a great job. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on the switch and much, much more. But we got to get into some quick hits because Ryan Mallett now has the reins as the starting quarterback. On Wednesday, head coach Bill O'Brien made the switch from starter Ryan Fitzpatrick to now starter Ryan Mallett, and O'Brien explained why.
Every decision we make, we try to make to point towards winning. It's not a reflection so much of how Fitzy's played. Fitzy has really worked hard to do the things that we've asked him to do. It's more of a reflection of, again, like I said, pointing towards winning. Helping us win, putting us in the best situation to win, and this is a position change that I think will help us in that way.
So I'm going to go out there and play like I've always played. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to stay within the game plan and, like I said, try to get a win because we need one badly.
Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick was the starter for 9 games. He went 4-5, and he was optimistic about what was to come in the second half. So, needless to say, did not like what went down with the switch, and he shared about it on Wednesday.
You know, I didn't like it. I don't really agree with it, but I respect the hell out of Coach O'Brien as a coach. And, you know, for me, it's all going to be about now being a good teammate and providing that support system, still continuing to put in the work. And really, you know, for a guy that hasn't played a whole lot of football in the NFL, trying to be, you know, the experienced guy that I am to help him out.
I thank the world of both of them. You know, I support both of them. Both of them are my teammates, so. Whoever's out there, Mallett or Fitz, I'm giving my best to do what I can and get open, help them.
They're a little different in their abilities. From a lineman, you have to be able to protect first and foremost. But Mallett being a true pocket passer and probably not as mobile as Fitz, we have to do a great job of keeping our pocket clean and being able to pick up blitzes. And that's probably the main thing when I think about the two.
That was not the only news at the middle of the week. Arian Foster said that's the plan when he was asked whether or not he thinks he'll play against the Cleveland Browns. And outside linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, he shared how his knee is progressing and whether or not he might be able to suit up against the Browns next Sunday.
Just working to get back healthy, man. You know, take this bye week and strive to be better and getting better and get back on the field. I don't know what I had, but it wasn't good. But I'm feeling better. Just the knee is getting better. Just taking one day at a time right now.
All right, so we heard some of those quick hits, but the big news of the week, clearly the switch at quarterback. Mike, we were talking about this off the air. You know some things about Ryan Mallett. You don't know everything. More than anything, it's an unknown, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think this was the right decision for this team at this time because when you consider where they are in the conference right now, sitting at number 12, and with how good Indianapolis has looked, I think a playoff run is a limited possibility. And so given that, and plus you throw in, I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing as well recently. Pro Football Focus, their grades over the last 2 weeks put him third worst in the NFL. And I think based on the way that he's playing, it feels to me like Bill O'Brien, with some of those limitations, cannot quite run the offense the way that he wants to. I think maybe Mallett's arm strength helps open up the offense. So at this point, considering this team where it is overall in this season, I like the move.
Yeah, and John, in addition to the arm strength you talked about and the knowledge of the offense, I mean, he's so well-versed in things after being there and marinating in it for 3 years and now coming here.
No, absolutely. And in 2011, he was drafted and he spent 1 year with Bill O'Brien. But as Bill pointed out today, he had a number of years with George Godsey. So he's got experience in the system, and that's going to help. And he's reiterated that a couple of times. I know the offense. look, if we try to pin all the offensive woes on Ryan Fitzpatrick, we're fooling ourselves. Yeah. It was not all about Ryan Fitzpatrick. The offensive line's got to protect better. The tight ends and running back have got to protect better. And then the throws have to be made. With a stronger arm, Ryan Mallett, there are some throws in some areas of the field that you can hit that you normally could not get to. By normally, I mean with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But do not try and pin all of this on Ryan Fitzpatrick at all.
No, nobody here is doing that. And one of the things, two of the things really, at Fitzpatrick's disposal when he does play, he's got two number one receivers, I think, in DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson. Going to be interesting to see how he utilizes them and the tight end group as well.
Yeah, I would agree, because the tight ends have not been utilized to any extent here so far this season. I remember sitting here at NRG Stadium with you, John, during the draft. It was actually right before they made a number one pick, and you were showing me some of the throws that Ryan Mallett was making in Arkansas, because that was a time when there were some trade rumors and some speculation, and you put out some throws in the middle of the field that Ryan Mallett is able to make deep down the middle that Ryan Fitzpatrick is probably a little bit too limited physically to make.
Yeah, there's no question. I remember sitting here talking about it. It was the first throw of the Sugar Bowl, and he threw one about 35 yards on a rope down the middle of the field on kind of a post-seam route that he hit Joe Adams right in the hands. Of course, Adams dropped it, but it was a brilliant throw, and there are maybe two or three quarterbacks on this earth that could make that throw. Well, the Texans have one of them. We'll just see how he can make all the other throws as well.
That throw you're talking about came in the Sugar Bowl, like you're mentioning. It's the last significant game action that Ryan Mallett has. All right, we've got significant Texans extra points action to get to, so please stay with us, because when we return, Arian Foster, well, he might play against the Browns. He might not. Got injured last Sunday against the Eagles. Needless to say, he was pretty mad about that. Don't go anywhere. Texans extra points returns in a moment.